Hallelujah. Draw me nearer, draw me nearer, Lord. Draw me nearer, nearer to Thee. Draw me nearer, nearer to Thee. Men, help us to upgrade our practice, upgrade our being, upgrade our spiritual personality until we become like you. We pray in Jesus' name. And everybody say loud amen. Thank you. Please be seated. The subject of our meditation is something that have always been in my eagerness and my appetite, in my prayer, in my struggle, like I just sang, my struggle every day. Because ultimately, that is where we are going. Ultimately, that's what it has to be. Ultimately, we are going to a God that is spirit, and you are a man. Something has to happen in the amalgamation, in the upgrade. Is it that he has to come down to you, or you have to go up to him? Will God come down? Is God going to lower his standard, or you have to upgrade your standard? And yet the Bible says, can two walk together except they agree? And for 300 years, a man called Enoch lived here in this world. In this world, not another one here. He also had a wife, he had children. And the Bible says he walked with God. Spirit, flesh. He walked with God for 300 years. God used to come and visit him here. I'll be speaking strange things to you tonight because I accepted to come here because I believe and I thought that we are a serious church. Look at me. I've preached for 50 years. I'm no longer ready to waste my time with people who are not serious. They are not going far. I don't know how much time I have left, but I certainly no longer have 50 years of preaching time left. So I want to manage what I have left and give it to those who are serious. In town here, you will see Keke Napep. You also see Luxurious Boss. The engineers who make Luxurious Boss, they are the ones who make Keke Napep. But they make Keke Napep for local running. If you are going to Kano tomorrow, and you go to Ojo, and you see Keke Napep, and they put Kano one chance on top, and shouting, Kano! One chance, Kano speed! If you go and pay and enter, it's either you don't know Kano because somebody told you that Kano is after Oyo, which is true. Muti rope, orunjina, suboniba, tige sude, orunjide, no okami, nibe niyo, siwa titi. Alleluia, ayodloje. Pe mo ti ri dari jiba ni bi kibi ti mo ba wa ko se uje suwa nibe. Oh, you don't know Keke Napep. Those engineers who made Luxurious Boss, they are also the ones that make Keke Napep. But they make Keke Napep for local running. And they make Luxurious Boss for distance. Brethren, heaven is far. When I get to a certain church and I just look, I know these ones are not going far. These ones, they don't even know. They are not going far. They don't know where they are going. Heaven, you, like this. That God was coming here for 300 years and will be coming to meet a man and they will discuss, he will fellowship and he will go. Until one day, maybe they were going, get up. Well, hello. And they were going. And God said, look, motivate my love. And they were going. And Enoch will say, second thing, let me escort you. Then, as they were going. Then they got to some place and God said, look, Jamalo. If you want to, Jamalo. And Enoch with him went to heaven from here. Jesus did not die for Enoch. They carry Elijah Borobidi from here. Enter. And when Elijah got to heaven, the angels there gave him seat to sit down. Because they know him. They used to be the one to set the table for him when he was there. He knows them. When he sees Gabriel, he can recognize Gabriel. They used to meet before. The heaven people in heaven did not say, they returned this one. Where are you bringing this one? No! They gave Elijah seat to sit down among them. Because he has been living the life of heaven while he was here. Understanding the spiritual And the Bible says that Elijah was a man of like passion as we are. Elijah is not a special brother. Elijah is just an ordinary brother. He's not a 10-foot man. He's not a 300-pound man. He's just like you. The Bible says he's a man of like passion, passion, passion. He used to feel hungry too. He used to feel like having sex too. He used to feel like going asleep too. A man of like passion, but he controlled his passion. How could a man like that be a guest to a widow who had only one child, that means a young woman, for 3 years and more? There's no rain. And you alone live with this woman. The woman has no husband, you have no wife. And there was not one night that Elijah went to knock the door and asked them to do nicety. Elijah was a man of like passion. He too had your kind of lust and temptations. He overcame them. Jesus did not die for Elijah. Elijah didn't speak in tongues. Somebody proposed precepts to Joseph, understanding spiritual things. Were you not the one that you had a dream and you saw the sun and the moon and 11 stars bowing down to you, small boy? Sun, moon, bowing down to you, stars in heaven, bowing down to you on earth here, understanding spiritual things. Were you not the one that your sheep arose, small boy? And then somebody, a useless woman. Father's house means Potiphar also used to sleep with the other men in the house. But you have a dream. Is somebody listening to me here? You have a dream. And you are the only one to tell yourself so. That look, I'm going somewhere. I can't work with people like you. Joseph had no Bible. Joseph had no pastor. Joseph didn't speak in tongues. Jesus did not die for Joseph. I think something is wrong somewhere. And you are the only one to ask that question and find the answer. Or we are to recall Joseph to come and do revival for us. Understanding spiritual things. Paul lamented when he wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal. Even as unto babes in Christ. This is a serious indictment. That I am unable to speak unto you like as spiritual people. Because you are not spiritual. You are carnal. When we believe, I've been preaching for 50 years. When we believed in the 70s, if cinema house is on this side of the road and we are coming, we shift to this side. That's how far we carry the holiness. Yoruba ni eyan o le ja si koto to jina. A man cannot fall into a pit that is far. You can only fall to a pit that you are. When you and a sister lock yourself in one room and you say Satan is a liar, we will soon know who Elijah is. Sir, I cannot speak unto you as spiritual. You don't understand spiritual things. There are certain of us, when you have had prosperity message for 40 years, how everything will be okay and fine and so on, you no longer understand sacrifice. You don't understand the cross, the message of the cross. That there is a cross content in the gospel. That he who will follow me, let him carry his cross. That one is there in the Bible. Well, if you have listened to prosperity message, how everything is fine, everything is beautiful, wear the best dress, wear the best shoe, ride the best car, live in the best house, okay? You will never know that there is a cross content in the gospel. So you can't handle tough things. You can only handle marriage, you can handle wedding, you can handle naming ceremony, you can handle dedication of a new house, you can't handle a sick brother, and we do fall sick. You can't handle burial, and we die. We die. We used to die. We have told ourselves lies. Barnabas was a man who is called Son of Consolation. Because each time persecution came on the church and they killed the brethren, he took a special ministry and be the one to comfort the widows and the orphans and to tell them there is still hope. Persecution is there. And when you can't handle persecution, that's why the hardest stuff you backslide. Because you have never trained yourself to handle tough times. My ministry was suffering at the time. Miracles were happening, but we had no money. I didn't know how to sell oil. And sell scarf. And raise one leg up. I didn't know how to do that. So I told my wife, I said, I live by words. I sell words. And I will not deviate from the ministry of word. That's what the apostle said. He said, we will give ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. So I said, I will pray. I'm going to fast. Then my wife said she would like to join me, but for how long? How long will this fast last? I said, I don't know. I will stop the fast when I hear the answer. It's a tough one. And where there's no answer, I want to die. Because I cannot continue like this. Blessed are those who swear to their own hurt and did not repent. Those who will be traveling far. Elijah told Elisha, wait here in Gilgal. Say, wait in Jericho. He said, no. And they got to River Jordan. They were going to cross it. And of course, Elijah made sure they crossed it. But Elisha, who crossed it, did not think of how he will return. Particularly when you know that this man is going, how will he come back? So if you will be banished across the sea, across the river, and that's where you end your life, so be it. So I fasted for 1 year. When the fast clocked 1 year, that day, my prayer was answered. 1989. And since that day till today, but the journey took 1 year. That I will now be preaching for 50 years. The prayer of 1 year sustained me for 50. And that was the last time I struggled with anything. Even if I want to raise the dead. The price of the spiritual is high. It's the height of deception and delusion for us to come to our day in the end time when people make us think that it is easy, simple. It's not. It's not. The price is high. If you never pay a price to get it, you will soon lose it because you won't know how to sustain it. And I don't know anything of value that people get cheap. Paul lamented to the Corinthians and said, I am unable to speak to you as spiritual people because you are carnal. A carnal person cannot understand spiritual things. You have to upgrade yourself to understand spiritual things. Look, if somebody came to tell Brother Samson and say, Brother Samson, you know, an angel came to this world 2 times because of you. You have a ministry. And the power center is on your head. So manage your head properly. And Brother Samson came to the point and said, what is wrong going to a barber? Nothing. But you cannot. Because of your God. So when I have conversations in church of what people are arguing about, I laugh. It's not. Excuse me. What is wrong going to a barber? Is anything wrong going to a barber? But something cannot. So there are many correct things you cannot do. And you need to mature to know that. And you cannot be part of the conversation and the argument where people are saying, what is wrong with that? What is wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with it. It's correct, but you cannot do it. Because of your call. Because of the distance you are going. Those who are going to Baba are not going far. Those who are going to Baba, no angel came to this world because of them. Those who are going to Baba, they have no commission. Those who are going to Baba, you, an angel came to give you a name before your mother conceived. You have a destiny with God. You have something packaged in God for you and for the rest of your life. And for your generation. And for your children. And your children's children. You cannot be going about like these ones. They are going nowhere. Only you should understand that. That's how Joseph understood it when Mrs. Potiphar was saying, come and sleep with me. Me, I'm going somewhere. He didn't do it. They jailed him. Suppose he did it. If you know you are going far, you cannot participate in certain conversations. You cannot. Those who don't know anything. And they are not going far. They don't even know where they are going. It is this evening and in this meeting and in this weekend that you are going to sit down and talk to yourself. If you haven't got anybody to talk to you, talk to yourself. Tell yourself the truth about your life and your future. So you don't get moderated from outside. You get moderated from inside. You don't get adjusted. People ask me that. They are abusing you all over social media. You are still doing so much. Social media, those who are talking about me on social media, they don't know me. If somebody came to you and said you are a bastard, meanwhile, he doesn't know your mother. He doesn't know your father. I think for him to be able to make sense that you are a bastard, he needs to know the correct, your correct father and the wrong father. You listen to that. You listen to idiots and people who know next to nothing, non-entity. So, I'm praying for you today that you will no longer be adjusted from outside. Yeah. You'll be adjusted from inside. Because the real you is inside. And people don't know that. It is you outside, they think they know. The real you is inside. May that new you understand spiritual things. So that those who don't understand spiritual things, they cannot adjust your life. They cannot moderate your life. This one, that will soon perish. Or you that angels guard. Paul lamented for that in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For he that told you are not able to bear it. Neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envy and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? In Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. Galatians chapter 5. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, envy, murder. Some of the items that Paul listed as works of the flesh here, they are the ones also being listed in the Corinthian church. When Paul began to say, you are carnal, because we are seeing among you envy, strife, divisions, which are listed as works of the flesh. That is sinner. Is now also being listed in the church of Christ, as if Jesus did not die for them. No different. It draws me close to tears that the churches that were one to Christ and Paul did the missionary service and evangelistic meetings, he himself wrote epistles to them in the book of Epistles, Galatia, Corinthians, Colossians, 1 Timothy. Jesus in Revelation was now also writing to the Ephesian church that Paul had written to, and asking them to repent. The same repentance we preach to sinners, we are now telling the church to repent. As if the church has become a mission field. I'm telling them, unless you repent, I will remove your candlestick. I will remove your name from the book of life. How are we having to come and preach repentance again to the church that has been saved? Revelation chapter 3. Verse 1. Now let's even go to chapter 2, Ephesus. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, this is said, he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walk in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, I know your works, thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and they are not, hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hath labored and hast not fainted. Verse 5, remember therefore from where thou art fallen, and repent. The church is being told to repent. But that's the repentance we say is a sinner. That's what we are telling a brother. I think we are going to have to kill Jesus again. What more should we do? Another Jesus is not coming. Another Holy Spirit is not coming. What more should we do? Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. Or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove your candlestick out of its place, except you repent. In chapter 3, verse 1, the church to Sardis. To the angel of the church in Sardis, that these things said he, that has the seven spirits of God, and seven stars, I know thy works. Verse 2, be watchful, and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before me. The church in Laodicea, the worst of them. Or the church of the Laodicean, right? That's verse 14. These things said he, the Amen. Verse 15, I know your works, thou art neither cold nor hot. Verse 16, so then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. In one of the churches, he said, thou hast a name that thou art alive, but you are dead. In 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 6, he said, those who give themselves to pleasure, they are dead while they are alive. So we are having living corpses. When Abimelech snatched Abraham's wife, God came to him in the night and woke him and said, Abimelech, you are a dead man. They might still be saying, come here, see to you, and saying, long live. As far as God is concerned, we have removed your name from those who are alive. We have put your name on the list of those who are dead. As far as heaven is concerned, you are dead. You are a dead man. So, there are people. Ninth treatment, you peel the back. Ninth treatment. Ninth, the sword of the Spirit. Any conference you go to, and the sword is not applied to peel, to remove certain things, you are just wasting your time there. Ninth treatment. Peel the back. Remove things from it. You bring yam from the farm. Ninth. The women who are here, they understand what I'm saying. You peel the back. Treat it with knife. These are knife. Sword of the Spirit. Any meeting you go, and they preach, and nothing is removed. Nothing that you yourself know you need to part with this thing, and it's not removed. You have just gone there to waste your time. They tell me it's well, everything's well. Amen. Amen. I've lost my friends, a lot of my friends who say, Pastor Mole, you are preaching too hard. I say, I don't know a gospel that is not offensive. You know a gospel that is not offensive. Doesn't offend anybody. Amen. Praise the Lord. All is well. Amen. Is everything well? As we are. We told ourselves lies. Nobody gets better when you tell yourself lies. Treat the yam with knife. Peel the back. As you are peeling the back, the size is reducing, but the quality is improving. This cassava, you grate it. You subject it to grating. You sieve it. There are these threads inside the cassava. You remove them. You press it. You sieve it to further remove things. You put it on the fire and be frying it. And each time you are removing something, it's changing name. It becomes guy. Just like each time you are removing something from the cruder, it changed name to diesel. It changed name to petrol. It changed name to aviation. Each time you are removing something, you are changing name. And then the aroma, that's the way Gary smells. Gary does not smell the same way cassava smells. But it's changing odor. It's changing smell. It's changing aroma and fragrance. It's changing quality. It's changing price. I've seen Gary in London. I didn't see cassava. If you want to fly, there are things we have to remove. Ditto for yam. You put it on the fire and boil it and cook it. Then you start pounding. Bah! Boom! When I was growing up in the village, when they are pounding yam in the next house, we know here. You hear. Bah! Boom! If a certain piece jump out of the mortar, I say, this noise is too much. This pressure is too much. Bah! Boom! And a small piece jump out of the mortar and jump to the ground. Women who are here, can I ask you, do you put it back? That will be for the goat and the dog. So when we preach in church and it's bah! Bah! Boom! As long as they are, this one is too much. You go away, eh? That will be for the dog and the goat. Paul told Timothy, say, as a true soldier of Christ, endure hardness, endure hard teaching, endure tough teaching. That's how you grow. Paul said, if I keep growing you with milk, and when you are supposed to change to solid, you say, no. You know what women go through to get their babies off breast milk? Some women in the village have to put bitter leaf. The baby wants to get off, doesn't want to, but he cannot grow with milk. Milk is for a certain level of your life. When Paul said, when I was a child, I would behave like a child. We can understand it for a child. But not for a 10-year-old that is still trying to pee. That would be an embarrassment. Many people in church are embarrassed. They are not growing. At the time I should send you to go and be settling quarrel with those who have just believed. I just came back from crusade one day, then they called me. They said, one of my elders and his wife, they are fighting. I should come home. I sent back to him. I said, please, killer. Lupa. In them said that day, I just came from witches. I just came from witches now. The ones I left at home, they said they are fighting. Go ahead. Now you go to hell. The people I went to, they are going to heaven. The ones I left. Then somebody said, our pastor doesn't care about us. I've been treating you for 10 years. Those who have just joined the church, if they have problems, you are the one I'm to send to go and help me settle it. But you are the one that I am also now to come and look after. Lupa. That's your ministry. That's what Elijah was doing. Remove this. Remove that. Remove that. Aviation fuel is the lightest. It can fly. That's why they use it to fly. There are things to keep removing. without praying, you become a seer. Because the natural things that block your eye has been removed. Without anybody laying hands on you, the things you are removing, you are removing. You become lighter, you are removing. You can just fly, you can just go away. The things you are removing, you almost become like angel. This prayer, we pray against witches. Ogun idile ya. Ogun idile baba. Ogun olorogun. The battle of that. All of those, they are indicators of your level. They are just telling us your name. In 40 years, I've not prayed against witches. I don't even know if they exist. If you keep removing things, you will come to a point without praying, you will become a prophet. Some of you have had the privilege of flying. One man came to my church one day. I will be closing in 3 minutes. He's a Muslim. And when he came and sat down at the church, he forgot to remove his cap. He didn't even remember he was in church. And usher went to him and said, "Could you please remove your cap?" He said, "So he is." After service, he walked up to me and said, "Sir, I had a dream this morning. That's why I came." "What happened?" He said, "Jesus came to me in the night and carried me. And in the dream, he carried me up. I would go to a level and he asked me to look down. And when I looked down, he asked me, 'What did you see?' I said, 'I saw cars moving. I saw upstairs, story buildings. I saw human beings.' Then he carried me further up and said, 'What did you see?' 'The cars I saw the other time, they looked like ants.' It's still a car here, but up there, it's looking like ants. These story buildings I saw the other time, they look like thin milk. It's this story building down here, but up there, it looks like thin milk.' Then he carried me further up and said, 'What did you see?' I said, 'I can't even see anything again.' 'But they are there.' 'But you are no more seeing them because of your level.' So there's a way witches can be there. Babalawo can be there. Familiar spirit can be there. They can be there. But you don't even know if they are there because of your level. This is one meeting that you have to deliberately and intentionally improve on your level to even reduce the crisis you are having with life. A brother once told me, he said, 'Do you think God does miracles?' I said, 'I think so.' He said, 'No, that God doesn't do miracles. That God just does things that God does. He just does things like God. The angels who are with him, they don't see him as doing miracles. They see him as just doing God. That's just God. That's who he is. The reason why you are calling it miracle is because of your level. You get to a level, you just see God as just doing God. The man said, 'I was afraid that he was going to throw me down from up there.' But he didn't. He spoke to me. He became a Christian. Nobody evangelized him. He said, 'Jesus came to me last night and took me to those levels and was asking me questions. At every level, he was asking me questions. And finally, when I said, I didn't see anything,' he said, 'That's how the world is. You get to a place, you don't see anything. The nearer you are to God, the more the world become nothing.' We used to sing in those days. My wife reminded me of our song on our campus. Go take the whole world, but give me Jesus. Go take the whole world,
But give me Jesus. Oh, take the whole world. But give me Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
Over the past 4 years, when prosperity preaching came, it's no longer like that. It's give me the whole world. And you can't have it that way. The Bible says, love not the world. He says the love of money is the root of all evil. The reason why many people want me killed because of what I know. I preach in a Roman Catholic university in Dublin. I preach all over the world. Nobody can rub things on my eyes. The statistics we are battling with is so disturbing and concerning. And I'm surprised that Christians are not bothered. That out of the 10 richest pastors in the world, 5 are from Nigeria. But out of the 10 richest churches in the world, none is from Nigeria. I said, excuse me, something is wrong somewhere. 5 of the 10 richest pastors in the world, they are from Nigeria. But out of the 10 richest churches in the world, none is from Nigeria. You don't understand. I can see that you are lost the way you are looking at me. So I will soon leave it because I still want you to greet me next time. Hey, Joseph. 10 pastors in the world, the 10 richest pastors in the world, 5 of them are from Nigeria. But when you list the churches that are the richest in Nigeria, none of them is from Nigeria. In the whole world, none of them is from Nigeria. The Roman Catholic Church is one of the richest churches in the world. Pope has no private jet. He travels more than the jet pastors in the year. What they do is that his itinerary for the year is given to an Italian. We are going to Philippines with the cardinals and bishops. This day, provide the flight. We are going to Caribbean. This day, with bishops, provide the flight. The bishop has no private jet. And yet he travels more than them all. Now, private jet has even become a competition. You know what it takes to pack it, just packing. You'll be needing over $1 million per day just to pack. When we believe, you can walk up to your bishop, like I know it is there, your general overseer, and greet him. See, like that in the Anglican and Methodist, the bishop there, you can walk up to him after service, the Baptist pastors, you can walk up to him after service and greet him. And he will ask after your children, because he named them, he knows them. Today, these ones that we are having here, you want to, he comes to church in bulletproof car. Leaving this bulletproof car, there's a soldier here, there's a police here. Still beside the bulletproof car, to escort him to church. Church, sir, not to war. Has the church become a battleground? Weapons, be escorted to church. And then, after service, you want to go and greet him. You can't. How do you reach him? He's surrounded by people who are carrying weapons. You can't access him, but he can access your tithe. You are going to shake yourself from all this nonentity system of worship. Church God, G-O-D. You are going to have to renew your commitment to the God of gods and the Lord of lords, and be filled with the Holy Spirit, and remove all the elements of the flesh in your life. Before you know it, you will be an equivalent of an angel. Stand up on your feet. Say, Father. Talk. Say, Father. This night, I remove from my life all works of flesh. I remove from my life all works of flesh. I remove from my life and I renounce them. All works of flesh. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Say, Father, say it loud. Say, Father, fill me with the spirit of Elijah, with which I can fly. I can fly away. Open your mouth and pray. My song every day, Father, draw me closer to thee. In Jesus' name we pray. From this day forward and forever, you will not be at this level. I pray to God that I will not leave you the way I meet you. When next I see you, you will not be at this level. You'll be at a higher level. You will intentionally invest into your spiritual development. Open your eye and look at me. In deeper life and in my church, midweek meeting is as full as Sunday meeting. No excuse. You go to Bagada during the week, during Bible study, and see. Everything you are by knowledge. If you are a lawyer, it's because you went to law school. If you are a nurse, you went to a nursing school. If you are an engineer, you went to a polytechnic. Knowledge, you went to acquire knowledge. But all our old schools, I used to trek 10 miles to go for baptismal class. All church schools by 80s into 90s, all our midweek meetings have become miracle services. We have our schools. We have Sunday school. We have Bible study. No longer. That's why you don't know anything. There are two prices you pay in the kingdom. The price to be saved, Jesus paid. But after you have been saved, whatever you will become after that, if you will become a prophet after that, if you will become an apostle after that, if you become a miracle worker after that, you are the one to pay for that one. But you are not ready to pay for anything. Because somebody told you, just come. We'll do impartation. Which impartation? Can I call you out here and lay hand on you so that you become a medical doctor? Is that how to become a medical doctor? You want to be a medical doctor, go to medical school. There's a place for learning in deeper life. If you are visiting them and it is Bible study time, he will tell you, please get up and go because I'm going for Bible study. In my church, if you did wedding on Saturday morning, you must attend workers' meeting at 3 o'clock. When I started, you need to hear what I have. Members. This wedding you've been preparing for, you want to keep pressing? The boy of Timura wedding, you go to Timura wedding. If you are in deeper life, you are at the reception, a senior will come and collect the stick from the person beating drum and scatter all of you. Go for workers meeting. That's the way they are brought up. If you bury your father or mother in my church on Saturday, you must finish everything and go for choir practice. That's the way we were brought up. That's the way to serve God. You cannot substitute service with your burial. You cannot substitute service. That's why we are so weak. You cannot substitute service because you did wedding. Jesus gave example of the man who was invited. He gave wedding as a gift. I pray that from this convention, our commitment in church and the way we go about spiritual service will change. In the apostolic faith, when you collect your salary like this, in those days when you collect salary with hand, you don't go home. The first place you go is church to go and pay the tithe there. If you collect your tithe during the week, you don't go home with it. Go to church and put tithe there. I pray that God will make your prayer a priority. Amen. To answer your prayer as a priority. Because you have made God your priority. Amen. This day and forward and forever, your life is changed. Amen. You can understand spiritual things. Amen. You can handle spiritual things. Amen. Angels will begin to appear to you. Amen. Angels will begin to speak to you. Amen. You will see less of men. Amen. You will see more of God. You will hear less of men. You will hear more of God. In your dream, you will no longer see masquerade. In your dream, you will no longer see lion. You will no longer see snake. You will see angels. You will see angels. You will even get to know them. Because they appeared severally. And you will see Michael and you say, that is Michael. You will see Gabriel and say, that is Gabriel. You become familiar with the host of heaven. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Draw me nearer. Draw me nearer.